always been thought to be one of God's most precious works. I guess that's how she had you fooled, because she was an angel in disguise. Hurt and pain could never come from her, so you left me only to find that hurt and pain involves her. But now you see your mistakes, and now you see your angel was a fake. But my love was never misplaced. See, baby, my love is true, and most importantly, still I love you.
Eksekutif Lounge masih bersama Fena dan Irfan Ihsan. Sekarang saatnya informasi hiburan bersama Irfan. Silakan, Fan.
Film animasi Inside Out keluaran Disney dan Pixar sudah diluncurkan.
So, Riley, how was the first day of school?
Fine, I guess.
Film ini menceritakan berbagai konflik dalam pikiran seorang anak berusia 11 tahun yang diwakili oleh 5 emosi dalam dirinya: joy, fear, anger, disgust, dan sadness. Nah, mau tahu kalau perasaan atau emosi dari para pengisi suara film Inside Out terhadap film ini? Aktor dan komedian Bill Hader yang mengisi suara Fear mengatakan,
"Well, by the time they screened the movie for us, that we all kind of had like an existential crisis. I've never had that happen in any movie or any, you know, usually that's like a Bergman movie or something, but for an animated movie we all were going, oh my gosh."
Bill Hader bilang emosinya sangat terbawa ketika menonton film ini setelah selesai, yang belum pernah dirasakannya ketika menonton film animasi lainnya. Kalau Phyllis Smith, aktris yang kita kenal juga di serial The Office yang mengisi suara sadness, mengatakan,
"It's a very huge deal. I told John Lasseter it's changed my life, you know. I had never been out of the country. I mean, the entire process, I've learned a new medium. I never did voiceover before, so that's one thing. To work in the Pixar family is incredible. To go to Cannes is incredible. I never in a million years thought I would be standing on a dock."
Sementara Amy Poehler, aktris dan komedian yang mengisi suara Joy di film Inside Out, malah mengaku perasaannya menjadi sedih setelah film ini selesai, karena
"It made me sad when the whole experience was over. Like, there's a part of me now that realizes, oh, after this interview with you and after we walk in there and the movie goes out to the world, it's like, when am I going to see these guys again? When am I going to..." So I'm going to just stalk them and make sure they never leave me.
Ternyata dia sedih karena dengan selesainya film ini, dia tidak tahu lagi kapan bisa berkumpul dengan kru dan para pengisi suara lainnya. Louis Black yang mengisi suara Anger menceritakan beberapa kesannya terhadap film animasi Inside Out yang banyak melibatkan emosi dan perasaan dalam ceritanya ini.
"The thing I really left with is I wish that when I was a kid I'd seen this, this movie was around, because I was really born and raised in kind of a wilderness. We didn't talk about this stuff. I think that we're at the edge of actually dealing with feelings, possibly, and if we really do begin to deal with our feelings and what people go through, and if we kind of start paying attention to that, we may actually move on as a culture."
"They can't focus on what's going wrong. There's always a way to turn things around."
Dari Washington DC, Irfan Ihsan, VOA.
Direct from Washington.
Here alone. Dari Washington DC, inilah VOA Executive Lounge.
Jangan lupa untuk terus mendengarkan VOA Executive Lounge dari hari Senin sampai Jumat. Dan jangan lupa juga, kita punya Instagram baru namanya VOA Rantau.
Oh,
ya. Seru sekali, follow Instagram kita VOA Rantau.
Ya.
Dia sambung semua.
Sambung
VOA
semua ya.
Rantau. Ya.
Jangan lupa juga ikutin juga Facebook kita ya. Di VOA Executive Lounge. Dan ya. Twitter juga at VOA Exec Lounge.
Baiklah, kalau gitu kami pamit dulu. Saya Fena Diliana Sari.
Dan saya Irfan Isan. Sampai ketemu lagi besok. Pastinya di VOA Executive Lounge.
Success with you
all the way. Bye-bye.